The following is a presentation of Real Racing USA.
It's come down to this. 100 laps, 5 to go. At the line, 5 cars nose to tail heading down into turn number 1. It's anybody's race.
Inside Florida Racing.
It's definitely crunch time. Somebody's going to have to make a move. 3 laps to go as they cross the start-finish line. Going down into turn number 1, they start to fan out. Coming off a 2, they're side-by-side down the back straightaway.
Inside Florida Racing.
That's it. Coming off a turn 4, white flag in the air. Checkers and wreckers, anybody's race as they go down to turn number 1. They fan out. 2x2, 3 wide. Coming off the turn number 2, they get sideways down the back straightaway. Someone breaks loose to the top, trying to make the run up on the high side. Going to do it the hard way around. Coming around 4, there's still 2x2. 3 cars drop back. It's 1 car coming out sideways. Who's on the inside? Coming to the line. It's anybody's race.
Inside Florida Racing.
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 Sorry about that. Warned you that we were in a storm, and when you're 8 stories in the air, sometimes the lightning does more than just scare Carol. It actually takes us right off the air. So Terrell Webb is still on with us. I posed a question to him just because he sounded like Jeff Foxworthy if he knew any jokes, and I hope he's been working on a couple.
But he shouldn't feel any pressure if he doesn't have anything.
No, I know. No. Terrell, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, buddy. Sorry about that. Let's talk a little bit about Auburndale since you guys have been back racing. Talk to us about, you know, how it's been to be the announcer there, about your fans that are there and how you're meshing with the fans, you know, and getting into it there.
Well, I just try to have a good time when I'm announcing and, of course, tell them what's going on the track. If there's a leader that, you know, running away with the race and the race is interesting is for second and third or fourth or wherever, I try to point that out. Mainly, I just introduce the racers before the race starts. They don't need a play-by-play announcer or anything like that because they're watching it happen right in front of them. And then when the race is over, we do the top 3 finishers. They take their pictures and everything, and I give everybody their, you know, tell them who's driving tonight, because sometimes racers do change cars. If they've got any kind of a streak going or anything like that, I keep track of the results from each week in each class, and some drivers are so good, their cars are so good, that they might win 2, 3, 4 weeks in a row, or 3 out of 4, 4 out of 5, something like that. So I try to inform the fans of stuff like that.
You got something huge coming up. I talked to Rex today.
Okay.
You want to tell everybody a little bit about that race?
You're talking about this coming weekend or?
The open wheel modified race.
The open wheel modified race. Well, I'm not sure which one you're talking about unless it's in October.
That's the one.
Okay. There's a big open wheel modified race coming up in October. Harold Crooms was going to put on a memorial race in his dad's name. His dad passed away a few years ago. I don't know if that's back in the works or what, but yeah, come October we've got a big open wheel modified race. I think they said they're going to pay like $5,000 to the winner.
Uh-oh.
That's nice.
That ought to get them there.
Well, they're talking about, they're trying to get open wheel modified drivers from all over the country to come down to race in this one. So,
well, tell them just to concentrate on Florida. If they just get all the modifieds that are in Florida to show up, they'll have a hell of a show.
Oh, okay. You're not kidding. You don't need to get any more than that. We got the best doggone open wheel racers.
You put $5,000 up, son, you're going to have 40 cars there. That's what you got to do. I try to tell these race track owners and promoters that if you put money up and you put it throughout the whole field. Now, if you're going to pay $5,000 to win and then you're going to pay starters only $200, that's kind of wasting the deal. But if you pay a good payout and you pay it all the way through, man, cars will come.
Right, and with 40 cars, our track only being a quarter mile long, it would be full.
Yeah, and you wouldn't run that many. You know, you'd have a good B or an A or something. You know, that's the way racing used to be, and I think for the fans, when they watch it, they want to see a little bit more racing than just the show. I think sometimes that's why dirt races are more exciting. They make them race a little bit before the show.
Terrell, we're running out of time here. What do you got going on this weekend?
This coming weekend, we've got a 40-lap street stock feature that's going to pay $500 to the winner. And the kids club will be racing during intermission because we've got a good kids club program at Auburndale. A lot of our kids have moved on up into the adult classes and running other places as well. Some of them in the fast trucks or whatever that class is called now, and various other places. And then we're also going to have the race cars of yesterday there this weekend.
Oh, cool.
Can I ask him a question real quick? You're letting your kids drive in all kinds of different classes, or you got certain classes you're letting them drive in?
Well, we have a kids club that's for kids between the ages of 6 and 15, and they learn to race in the kids club with adult supervision. They come to clinics on Sunday.
Sure.
It's an organized thing, and once these kids get better and move on, and we've now got former kids club members that are racing in all sorts of different classes at our track and other places.
Is it four-cylinder based class?
That's what the kids club is. It's all four cylinders.
Well, that's very cool. Very cool. I'm sure that's probably going to take on pretty good. I like that.
Oh, and it's exciting, too, because the kids, you know, they stress the rules and sportsmanship and all that in the kids club seminars, and they tell them you have to obey the flag, man. If you see a red flag, you stop right where you're at. You see a black flag, you're in the infield. So the kids put on a really good show without all the shenanigans that sometimes happen when the adults are out there racing each other.
Terrell, thank you so much for being on the show. We'll be getting back to you again during the near future. Thank you, and have a good show up there this week.
Thank you very much.
Good night.
Take it easy.
Good night.
Hey.
And try to sleep.
Hey, Nazi.
You're going to get hurt, Jack. He's got that look in his eye.
My goodness. Thank you, Terrell, for getting with us there. Are we going to have Westerman on tonight by any chance?
Yes, we have Westerman, and we've got Colleen from Citrus County. And
We haven't been able to get in touch with Colleen, but we're going to talk to Dave. And I think you're also going to talk to the other guy, the other Bone Man dude.
Rex Hollinger.
Rex the Bone Man.
But I want to hear more about your impressions from the show.
Yeah, so we heard Brian's take over there somewhat, with just only a few interruptions there, about what he thought about you and your racing, and mm-hmm. we heard about his racing. Now,
I got to say, though, I missed her. She didn't hit any walls or any other car. She did spin.
Yes, I
did. Totally lose it. She spun one way, then overcorrected, and she spun like three times mm-hmm. down a straight. And I was shooting some video, and when I saw that happen, I was so sure she was going to hit the wall, I put the camera down so I could watch it better, and I didn't get any video of it, darn it.
Well, so.
But I didn't hit the wall, and I didn't hit another car, and the worst thing that happened when I spun out was I broke a nail, but, you know.
Look at the size of the thing.
I think that's why you spun out.
There's only one
you
thing.
You probably got it caught on something.
Yeah, claw. How'd you
those
get gloves to fit
like
on there?
Those things are like 2 inches long.
To cut the end of the glove out to get those on?
Well, I borrowed some guy's gloves.
She had me to help her, yeah.
And
it was,
You know, Brian and Dave, they both handled, you know, get me all suited up and in the car and all secure and safe. And then they undid everything to get me out.
She got to see what it was like to be 150 degrees and sit and wait. Sit and wait. Now, that's what I want to talk to you about. Now, as one of these fans that come all the time and then getting a chance to sit in there,
mm-hmm.
explain to the folks that watch from the grandstands all the time that maybe have never actually had a chance to get in there exactly what you felt from the person that was watching before to the person that you're behind the seat fixing to take the green flag. Shoot.
Okay, the first thing was I have a newfound respect for the drivers. It is, there's a lot more involved in it than I thought.
We're just going around in circles.
But there's actually more to that. It's a sensory overload, you know. All the different noises that the car makes, not having any mirrors. You're so used to driving. I'm just used to driving my truck, and you have the mirrors, and all of a sudden you can't, you know, you don't have that visual aid there. And all
claustrophobic,
of a sudden,
maybe?
No, I didn't have a problem with that.
No, she didn't have a trouble once we got her buckled in. I finally told her, like, calm down, I'll buckle you in. Okay, get out there. I'm going to miss the green flag.
I was a little jacked up over it, but it was because this was, I had no training time for this. It was just a call on a Friday night. Hey, Cece, you want to drive a race car? And I said yes. And so, you know, it was pretty thrilling and exciting and terrifying all at the same time. But yeah.
Love that kind of stuff, though.
Yes. And but I do. It did give me a totally newfound respect for drivers and the skill involved that it takes to focus and block everything out and conquer.
And she was talking a lot faster than she is now when she got out of that car.
Well, I'm sure.
can see the pictures on my website. Well, I have pictures
go ahead,
posted
give,
up.
Give
you can go to wikx.com. You click on the tab for the DJs, then you just click on my name, CC Brooks.
She has basically, for you Charlotte County Motorsports fans, basically when she goes to the races, she takes a lot of pictures. And a lot of times, believe it or not, if it's Sunday or Monday and you want to see pictures of what happened at the racetrack on Saturday, CC over here has got like a whole photo journal of what's going on.
Yeah.
I unfortunately had some
so
wiped
Carnac
out.
Sometimes.
That's cool.
I had a lot of pictures. We had some problems with the website and the computers, and I lost a bunch, and I haven't put them all back up. But there are still some up there.
Well, some of it was the good crashes kept happening right
now. You
can
go to the Charlotte County website, and you can actually log in and register and log in and get an account on their little photo gallery and
mm-hmm.
actually upload photos there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, see, that's the next thing I should do. I'm on the forums. I go to the forums there and learn a lot.
But, Rob, I got to tell you, we got a guy on the line with us who's doing the jobs Americans don't want to do. Dave,
cleaning
the Hitman
out,
Westerman.
Cleaning out John's?
Yeah.
Hey, Dave Westerman, Bonehead here. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, my gosh, Bonehead. How you been, buddy? It's been a long time.
Yes, it has. When it,
when ain't it getting
comes,
no prettier either.
When it comes to announcers, if there's one announcer that I remember from, I don't know, way back.
Watch it.
Dave Westerman has announced Rob Elting, a.k.a. Bonehead, many times in his life.
Dave, has he ever really, really, really won the race? Tell me now.
Let's see.
Certainly.
Let me get my photographic memory operating here.
Depends if old Tate was around.
15 years, 20 years.
Not that far.
Not one, right?
Not that far.
I don't know. I think he did.
Yeah, I did. Not many. It's tough for me because I got out of racing that local stuff, racing those 30-lap races, and got into these big ones. And I'll say, man, I've come close but never won a 100 or 125-lap race in my late model career. I won many street stock races.
You've been retired for a little while, too.
Yes, I did.
You stopped for a bit, and now here all of a sudden, here you are again.
Yes, I'm back. Bonehead's back, and all my dogs have died now, and I've divorced the other ones, and I am, got a new life here. I live in Charlotte County, fixing to have a baby, and I've been racing again. I've been enjoying myself a little bit and have been enjoying seeing the racetracks thrive and what's going on with racing now, and that, you know, racing's not going anywhere, Dave. It's still here.
Oh, yeah. It's still around. It's still alive and kicking. I mean, you know, we've lost a few tracks, and that's progress, if you want to go quote-unquote. But, it's amazing that, the old track that, we first met at, Sunshine Speedway, is still sitting there. They haven't done anything with it.
I know, that's silly.
My old home track, or what I consider my home track, Orlando Speed World, we just celebrated, our 33rd year out there of operation. And believe it or not, I look at it as one of the newer tracks that I've been to, because I went to the old Orlando track, the old O'Galley track, I went to the old DeLand Speedway, I went to what is Auburndale now, when it used to be called the Winter Haven Speedway, where you had literally have headlights on your car to be able to see the racetrack. The lights were so dim there. I've seen so many things. I've been to New Smyrna Speedway when it was dirt. So, which lasted all of about 8 months.
Dave, what's going on at your speedway this week?
Oh,
we got a bad storm here, and we don't want to lose you before we get to find out what's going on up there.
Yeah, I guess, we've had a few around here. We haven't gotten any here, at least where I live tonight, thank goodness. So, although we still could use the rain because it's parched around here in some spots. But
it's coming. Don't you worry, buddy.
Superfan Wicks is coming up to watch whatever you got this week. I'm supposed to get the red carpet.
Yeah, we got the TBARA Winged Outlaws coming up this week. This is a special night for me because it's the Bob Luscombe Billy Yuma Memorial. Two guys that I grew up around. Bob Luscombe, I used to work on his sprint cars. Quote unquote, more of a gopher than anything else. But and Billy Yuma was a guy that we all knew. Billy, by the way, was the first champion of the TBARA in 1973, the first year of existence there. Bob never won the championship, but cars he built, I believe, won four or five TBARA and Golden Gate Speedway championships. Last championship that one of his cars won was in 1979 at DeSoto with Dave Scarborough driving. And Bob pretty much got out of the racing business. He dabbled with it with his son for a while, and then he passed away from a heart attack a few years ago. Billy Yumo's real name was Billy Gully. He was more known as the guy that left the state. He would go up. He ran Oswego and Super Modifieds and things like that. He would go up in the Northeast and spend the summers up there.
Hey, Dave. Yeah. What in the hell is going on this week in Orlando, son?
He just told you.
We got the sprint car.
Is that it, though?
35 laps.
That's it?
35 laps. We also have a super stock race.
Yes.
That's going to pay $750 to win.
Wow.
Big one there, and we'll have some fun with that, too. Plus our regular racing show, so we want everybody to come out. It's a doubleheader, by the way, for the sprint car fans.
Ooh.
If they're there on Friday night, the sprints are going to load up, and they're all going to go over to New Smyrna on Saturday night. So it's back-to-back night for the sprinters at Orlando and New Smyrna. So if you're a sprint car fan, this is a good weekend for you right here, Labor Day weekend, and go out and have some fun. But we're expecting a nice field of sprints on a Friday night in Orlando. This is a special race here. I know I think next month at DeSoto, they've got the Frank Riddle Memorial, first annual.
Mm-hmm, yep.
So we're getting too many memorial races, you know. But
Nobody's getting younger.
I talked about that the other day. I think there's a lot of them, too. It's almost getting to the point where every race is going to be a memorial race. Why don't they have one big weekend for...
Somebody wrestle her down.
I'm serious. It can still be reverent, and it can still be.
There's some people in racing that you need to memorialize a race for, okay? And some certain situations at certain tracks. So just like the Cecil Williams Memorial comes from up there in Bronson and Lake City area, and all those guys up there, the Bert Ashelman Memorial that's going to be racing. Watch and see how many people show up for that. That should be some kind of memorial race.
What do you think, Dave?
But you know, we've been talking about this a little bit here recently because we were looking back at some of the guys that had raced at Speed World and New Smyrna and whatnot that we don't have a memorial race for. Okay, you know, maybe they weren't a fast car champion, maybe they weren't a whatever, but they were well known. They won races, whatever mm-hmm. like that. And we're thinking about actually having a memorial night. And inviting, you know, families of these drivers to the track and recognizing each one of them, especially in our program and whatever like that.
So that's nice.
That we're working on now.
Yep.
We have several memorial races at Orlando already. We have one, of course, for Bruce Everett, who's a former track champion there. The little guy racer. And I know Rob Elk, you got to remember Bruce Everett because I think you ran against him over at St. Pete a few times.
Yes, I do, and I heard about that he passed.
Yeah, he passed. He had cancer. But believe it or not, just 3 weeks before he passed away, he actually raced at Orlando Speed World.
Dave, you know what I find fascinating about it is we have all these memorial races, and there is people discussing that, and I understand it's something for people to talk about. But with all the memorial races, yet no track in Florida really has anything at their racetrack where you go to and it has, like, the Walk of Fame or the Hall of Fame.
Oh,
and like,
wow, what an awesome idea.
You know,
awesome
there's no
idea.
Track in the state that really honors its history,
idea.
The history of the people who've been there. Nobody does it right. Yet we have memorial races. A lot of people say too many.
I think that would be something nice to do. Again, you know, there's a lot of things that we all wish that our racetrack would do. I mean, I'd love to see a Florida Racing Hall of Fame somewhere, okay? There has been some talk of that amongst the people who are involved with the fast car tracks of maybe doing something like that eventually. But again, you know, there's a lot of cost involved in something like that. It's like in a county that we're in up here. I mean, you have to have a permit to sneeze in the parking lot.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just, you know, all this governmental control and everything and whatnot. It takes a lot of the fun out of it, really. You know, you almost have to have a lawyer to change your shoes at the racetrack. So, you know, if we could possibly do something, I think it would be great. As you're coming in through the, or at least in the one corridor, or have a little room off that. Again, a lot like the old Jack's Raceways used to have. I don't know if any of you ever went up there, but they had a little room off to the side, which was just the Jacksonville Raceway Hall of Fame and Museum. And there were some pictures, trophies, you know, various things that had a lot to do with the history, not only of that racetrack, but racing in the Jacksonville area, the old half-mile dirt track, the old Gator Speedway that was up there. And some of the drivers that were well known in that area, like you know, Leroy Yarbrough and Rod Uhlenfeld and all the guys that had raced those tracks up there. It was very interesting to go in and look around, and there is a lot of history in there.
You know what, Dave? I'm going to have you on another night as a special guest because you just got a wealth of knowledge. But tonight we need to just find out what's going on at the track, and we're late already.
We got
to
go, Dave.
Please accept my apologies, but we will have you on as a guest.
I know when I get to talking, I get to talking.
Hey, wait a minute, Dave. Before you go, didn't Rick tell you quit apologizing to guests, especially Dave Westerman?
I happen to be a polite lady.
Rick Angie specifically pointed out, especially don't apologize to Dave Westerman.
Yeah, because he can take it. He's a big man.
Oh, I don't care. I was brunged up properly.
Hey, Dave, we'll get you on the show. We'll get you on the show again, maybe have you in here sometime, and we'll talk about some racing because you know a lot about racing in Florida.
We'll have a lot of fun here at one time. We just want to invite the sprint car fans, make sure they're out there Friday night at Orlando, Saturday night at New Smyrna. And Carol will roll out the red carpet if we can find one. We may have to get a county permit to do it, but we'll try to get that done, okay?
I am so looking forward to meeting you, Dave, and thank you a million times for being on the show. I really appreciate it.
All righty, guys. You all have a good evening.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
So that was great. You know, we're just sitting here talking about the TBARA and what a great racing organization they have, because every time we talk about where they're going to be or whatever, you always think about how they run their shows and how professional everything is and their crazy flag man and how fast the cars are.
You watch how you talk about my buddy there, Wild Child.
Yeah, but that whole program that they run and at New Smyrna, man, it must be wild to see them race at New Smyrna.
Oh,
that's as close to Lakeland as they're going to get.
Don Heckman asked me, he said, you going to come to New Smyrna? I said, I'm going to Orlando Friday. I can't go to both.
Yeah.
There's just too much going on this weekend.
There's a lot going on with racing. A lot going on with racing, and hopefully we have sunny days so we don't have the issue of the wet racing nights. Come on, Lord, work with us. Help me, Tom Cruise.
Boatman. Where'd that come from?
Bonehead. Get it right.
Bonehead.
I'm not happy.
What's the matter?
Just a few minutes ago, I heard Rob Elting say that we're going to talk with the other bone guy. Well, I got news for you. I'm not the other bone guy. I am the original.
He is the original Rex Bone Man Hollinger.
He's
welcome
it down
to the show.
Good evening.
Be polite or I'll hurt you.
He's warming up his microphone there, man.
We have Bonehead and Bone Man in the same.
How did you get the Bone Man name? How are you the original? Let me hear it.
You should have asked Dave Westerman because he's the one who hung it on me.
Oh, yeah? How do you hang that on you?
Well, my car's had numbers made out of bones since 1995. I started with that shtick. I had a black and orange car, and I used to tow it to the track with a hearse that pulled the trailer and.
I remember
that and hung Bone Man on me.
I remember, but remember this, that Bonehead in 1989 was on the cover of the National Kart News on his go-kart with his helmet painted like a skull. So
right,
I'm the original Bonehead. Don't forget it.
But you retired, didn't you?
I didn't retire. Man, I'm only 41 years old, dude. How am I going to retire?
No, I remember you racing years ago.
Yeah. I didn't retire. I just had to raise my stepdaughter, get her out of school, and take her to some singing arrangements and American Idol tryouts. And you know how priorities go.
Well, but you know, I heard from some people that you're back in racing. You know,
sort of.
I mean, like, I heard you're kind of like a Dale Jarrett, you know, sort of a part-time racer, part-time broadcaster. You know, kind of like a rolling microphone in the race. Is that true?
He's more like Kenny.
If I could be like Dale Jarrett or Kenny Wallace, that would be great.
But, Kenny's a lot funnier.
You have a you have a beautiful car, Rob.
Yes, I mean I just try to enjoy the racing when I do it and try not to tear it up too much because I have other priorities coming. I got a child coming, so I'm kind of a boring racer, but you know I have a good time when I do it, and I can put on a good show when I need to, and I'm just trying to get back into it a little bit. You know,
hey Rex,
okay. I mean the track needs field fillers. You got to have somebody to start up front for Franklin in the past.
Hey, thank you for turning me on to George Moe. He was really pretty interesting. I think he's got a fun thing going there with the Crasheramas.
You know, I put a thing on the message board a couple of weeks ago, and I think no one's poked more fun at Crasheramas than me. But I've been in one, and I'll tell you what, I give them credit. That's the only type of racing that I know of that money hasn't taken over and ruined. Because you really can't buy a win in a demo derby or in a trailer race or something like that. And in that respect, in that aspect, they really have my respect.
Bone Man's got a problem.
So what are you doing this weekend? Are you going to Lakeland's big event, the third leg of the Triple Crown, or New Smyrna?
Yeah, I'm going to go to Orlando, my home track, on Friday night to see the sprint cars, and hopefully make it to New Smyrna to see the sprint cars on Saturday, too.
So I'll see you Friday night.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Hey, and Mike, I hope I don't have you mixed up with somebody else, but weren't you involved in racing electric cars?
Yeah, that's me.
Hey, tell us a little bit about that. That sounds kind of interesting.
Well, actually, our electric car racing season is about to crank up. I think we discussed it a little bit last time. Our cars are powered by two automotive-style batteries, and they're not remote control. They're not toys. You get in and drive them. And we run two races in a day. Each race is 1 hour long, and we got two days of racing on an oval and one day on a road course. Right now there's only 3 race event days in Florida. Well, we've got our next one coming up here in Titusville, and that's going to be usually it's right around the Governor's Cup, just coincidentally, like in November or so.
Do you have a tech man?
Do we have a what?
A tech man.
Yeah, actually you're talking to him.
You got too much time on your hands.
Do you catch... What do you disqualify people for? How do people cheat in that game?
Too many batteries.
Well, no. I tell you what, I've never disqualified anybody.
You're not a good tech man. You're a terrible tech man, Bone Man.
You know what? We're only getting 10 or 12 entries, so when you have that kind of...
Now you sound like promoters. You're worried about car count. What are we going to do with you?
No, we're a step above. We're not late model racers. None of us cheat. Besides, we have very few rules. The only thing we have that we really worry about is safety. And the amount of batteries and the type of batteries. Otherwise, it's pretty wide open.
So if it's not remote control and you don't ride in it and steer it, how does this thing work?
No. I said you do ride in it. You do strap in.
Oh. He's picturing this car going around and somebody's pushing it.
So strap
just,
in.
Just
now I remember. I saw the pictures. Go ahead.
How fast do these electric cars go around the track?
Well, it depends. Because we have to race for an hour, we have to pace ourselves. They go fast enough to wear out a set of tires in a race. However, and we run on the track in Titusville is a small oval, so we average about 30, which isn't much. But when you're in a little car made out of conduit and racing bicycle wheels and hubs, and you go sailing into the corner next to somebody, you know, it feels like you're racing. It's pretty cool.
And you talk about me.
Interesting.
Hey, I'm multifaceted. I do Crasherama, SCCA, oval track, and an electric car.
Bone Man, you'll be glad to hear that I've been to your website.
Oh, I'm impressed.
Yep, see? And not just now. I just didn't go to it. I've been to it before, so I've seen your car and your different stuff. Do you have your little electric car on there yet?
I think so, Rob. I think there's a couple of pictures, and I know I've got a link to the electric car racing site on there.
Well, give it to us. What is it?
Well, it's really long. It's
so?
Electrathon FL. Electrathon FL. You guys got time.
Go ahead.
Electrathonfl.homestead.com.
Why don't you send me an email? Send me a link with an email, and we'll put a graphical link on the front page of Karnak.com for you, man.
Hey, that's terrific. I'll do so.
Hey, Bone Man, September 15th, come to the racetrack, to the Super Late Model Race at Charlotte County Motorsports Park and make yourself known to me, would you? Want to meet you. I haven't met you before.
September 15th.
Yeah, September 15th, Super Late Models. You can come watch me run dead last, as you say.
Bring me. I've seen you come in at 9. Do you move up?
I've finished in the top 10 every time I race.
Yes.
I don't know if anybody's noticed. And that's if there's 20 or 16 or 30. It doesn't matter. I'm a top 10 car. That's it.
Yes.
Rob, I want to know, did you beat CC in that race or not?
I didn't get to race her, but she probably would have beat me. You know.
No, I don't race in his category. I race Fab Four.
That's what he's trying to say. So do I. That's where I belong.
Rex, Rob is very careful with his equipment.
Listen, if you guys listen. Let me tell you, like Warren Wallace. Okay, when it comes to racing, I'm just going to start putting people in the wall. See, and we'll see how people likes that. No, actually, you know what? I don't want to crash anybody. I just want to have a good time.
The heck are you doing?
I'm freaking out. It's past time. We should already been done with this show. But
what's the purse? What's the purse, Rex?
Oh, the purse is a fabulous $5 trophy.
$5 trophy.
Yeah, we don't even have a trophy queen to kiss. We need one, actually.
Carol?
Who the hell would want to kiss me?
Me. Jack.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, can I be a trophy queen? Can I do this?
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, trophy queens, they're usually women who wear shirts that say it's all about me.
She has a whole closet of those.
Yeah, pictures up on the website of that, too. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
CeCe, we're going to roll out the red carpet if you'll come up and be our trophy queen.
Hey.
Okay, we're going to have to talk about this.
Where's your race going to be at?
The next one's going to be here at Titusville in the parking lot of Brevard Community College. However, we do run at Tampa at USF.
Really?
We did that in February, I think.
So how do you do that without the little USF wannabe cops running you off? You work it out with them?
No, a couple of boxes of donuts and they're off our case for a while.
Well, Bone Man, as usual, it's been entertaining talking with you, and keep giving the interesting post on the message board.
Something will pop up. So September 15th at Charlotte County, huh?
Yeah, super late models. Come on down there when they do introductions. Come on down there and find me, or come in the pits and find me. 27. You'll know who I am. You'll recognize.
I remember your car from years ago when you ran the Florida Pro Series.
Yeah, I did. And talking about Florida Pro, I was telling them that was the pinnacle of my career, was finishing fourth in the Florida Pro Series and shaking Bert Ashelman's hand to get that. So that's why it was so saddening for me to hear about Bert dying. But actually, that's pretty bad that's the pinnacle of my career, was finishing fourth in the Florida Pro Series points.
Well, you know your future.
Hey, listen to me. You could be Bobby Yoho.
Listen, don't talk bad about Yoho.
I love Bobby Yoho. I'm talking about finishing.
I know he's
races.
I can't say anything
about it. And finishing this show.
Tony Amico.
I ain't going there.
Rob, don't worry about it. Your future's ahead of you. You, Kyle Petty, Dale.
Retirement. Hey, you know what? If I can get some kind of career like they do in broadcasting, I'd be happy. If I could just have a career like CeCe, I'd be happy.
Well, only the few and the lucky could have a career like me.
You like paying your bills, though, don't you?
Yeah.
So you don't want a career like ours.
I'll stick to the half-hour shows that we pay for.
Hey, Rex, we're going to have to get off here, and I appreciate you coming on the show. Thank you so much. We're going to say goodnight to CeCe and Brian and Rob Bonehead.
We're not going anywhere yet.
We're just going to say goodnight to Bone Man.
Yeah, Bone Man, take it easy. We'll talk to you next time. We've got some more shows, so keep it on.
Thank you, Rex. Thank you very much. Bye.
Yeah, she tried to do this last week, too. I know you have several questions.
Are you hungry? There's food in there if you're hungry.
Okay. The pizza's out there.
Are we having pizza tonight?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, CeCe and Brian, we're back with them. We're done with all of our other guests who are going to call in or whatever. And we appreciate all those that we had and all you folks listening. And CeCe, what's the call letters for your show that you do?
WIKX is Kix Country 92.9. You go to WIKX.com is our website. I am on Monday through Saturday, 10 to 3.
When are you on yours, Brian?
You don't want to know. Just come on out and see me at the track.
Yeah, really. It's really easy to find
the
track.
Stuck you in the office these days?
Yeah.
Turn 4.
I'm on. But.
You're office boy these days.
Turn 4. We have our Kix Country sign and beach sign out there.
They crap on all us guys all the time.
I'm on the evenings on Beach 98.9 from 6 till 10. Yeah. So.
Hey, all you listeners out there, you too can have fun by coming on, calling me or emailing me to be a guest on Inside Florida Racing, Carol Wicks at Comcast.net.
How much does it cost?
At $1.380. We would love to have you on. And
well, this has been a thrill for
I'm
me,
looking
Carol.
For
thank
a replacement
for
in the. I'm sorry.
Well, thank you for inviting me to be on the show.
Oh,
this was
thank
so much
you
fun.
For coming. We had a blast with you and your friend, and
is that what he
hope
is?
You'll come back again.
Some
and
days.
Next time you might even, we might even let him talk a little bit.
And by the way, you'll need two to replace me. Okay? You'll need two to replace me.
Not a problem.
Hey, Jack.
I would not, in all seriousness, I would not replace you. You cannot be replaced.
Thank you, honey. I appreciate that.
I love you.
I love
I'm glad
you
you're here.
I'm glad that this all works out.
You're not
going
to go race Lakeland, huh?
I am
the
going
Saturday, to Saturday night.
The Crash Rama. No,
September
I'm not going to.
No, September the 1st, this coming Saturday night, Lakeland USA International Speedway.
I missed the first two legs.
The third leg of the Florida Triple Crown, the best, and this one really is, the best super late model driver.
Where are you going this week, Jack?
I'm not sure.
Probably a football game, if I know you.
No, we have one more week before the regular season starts.
I'm going to Orlando.
Well, I got
to
tell you, though. Oh, I got to tell
I'm
you,
so
this,
glad
this
you interrupted me.
This is August. This is August. And
for a few more days. For a few more days. For a few more days.
Yes. I've been to races up in Georgia. I've been, of course, all over Florida. I've been to North Carolina to races. And the best sporting event that I have witnessed this year, I saw yesterday on television. And it was the Little League.
League World Series.
Little League
the Georgia-Texas game?
The Georgia-Japan final.
Oh,
it was the best. It was the best sporting event I've seen all year. And the coolest thing was Georgia won in the eighth inning, extra innings, because you know they only play six innings in the league. The Georgia won in the eighth inning. This little kid walked off the bench, pinch hit, hit a home run in the bottom of the eighth to win the game. The Japanese kids broke down on the field in tears, and the Georgia kids, ecstatic as they were, ran out onto the field and were hugging. And consoling the Japanese players.
So well, you know,
and it was the coolest thing in the world.
You know
see.
Why those kids are all crying, don't you? Because when they get back home, they're all getting killed.
Oh, my goodness. Why do you have to ruin such a nice story with that, Rob?
That's racing.
That's the way he is.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the racing mentality.
So you know, that's 2 years in a row, though, that Georgia won, right? Didn't they win last year? That's good. I'm glad they beat those Japs.
Unfortunately, we're going to miss racing this weekend.
It's CeCe's
What's the matter
birthday.
For you?
It's CeCe's birthday.
Birthday party Saturday night.
She's going on a little
really?
Charlie ride.
Yeah. And you're not going to have your birthday party at Charlotte County Speedway with Kyle jumping out of the cake?
Oh, wait.
Well, wait a minute. If you can arrange Randy Kyle to jump out of a cake for me, then I might have to change my plans.
We can get him to jump out of his truck.
But I don't think his girlfriend would like that. But, you know, no, we're having a rolling birthday party on the old-time trolley out of Punta Gorda.
Oh.
So.
Oh, that's
well,
cool.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Thank you.
Mine's the 12th.
And it's my job to, I guess it's my job to hold your head up.
I heard that you were the designated driver.
No, I'm not the designated driver, but I'm thinking I'm going to be keeping her hair out of her mouth later on.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey,
No, I'm not drinking tequila. I know what happens to me when I drink tequila. No, I've got designated driver for all my friends that are coming on this rolling party. They will be dropped off at home. There will be nobody drinking and driving. I have it all planned out. We're going to have a safe and fun birthday party.
You're going to be on the Punta Gorda trolley or on the thing that was at the racetrack the other day?
That's the Punta Gorda
the gold. Yeah, well, yeah, that's their gold limo trolley. That's the one we're taking out.
Party bus.
Oh, yes.
Party bus.
And we are
that's
going
very
to,
cool.
And what happens on the trolley stays on the trolley.
And realracingusa.com, Jane Smith has a new article out about Jay Carberry and Perry Brown took a trip up to Kentucky and Tennessee, went racing in the dirt up there, and that's a great story. She wrote a story about the interview that we did with them. And B.J. Cavan has another story, comes out tomorrow. Dave Westerman, he'll have a regular column beginning later next week, I believe his column starts. We've got three or four writers for that website now.
B.J. was up there this weekend.
Yep.
It was nice to see him again.
Yep.
He's a real heck of a good supporter of stock car racing.
And the Pro Cup people pissed off Skip Wall, who's been covering the Pro Cup for Carnac.
Uh-oh, you don't want to piss off Skip.
Skip Wall, they pissed him off and got into a little bit of a contest with him, and his bladder was full. So
so he soaked him down?
So, yeah, so in retribution for them, not for the PR
How
guy,
vulgar.
Not treating him properly. He has started a show on Wednesday night that premieres this week covering the his retribution is going to be to cover the drivers by doing a show on Real Racing USA, the Pro Cup show, and Jerry Wall will be lining up sponsorship for it.
So that's how he's going to get back at him?
Yeah. Well, I gave him the story. You know, that's how Karnak started.
Well,
you know, I mean,
it's for a whole other show, dude.
I know.
We don't have time for that.
We don't have time for that.
We don't have time to talk about that drunken night.
No, dude, we don't.
That was a long night, I bet. I could see the day that he finished Karnak, okay, and was ready to turn that thing mm-hmm. on. I could just see him now.
You know,
his hair was black then.
Really?
I think wow. this is a hint. I just want you all to know I would never give up a night of racing for my birthday. The heck with that.
You
well, this
did.
Is sort of a special birthday
it
for me.
Mine are all special now. Every time I get one, I'm thankful.
You did it for a wedding. You didn't go to the races for a wedding. Remember a wedding that you went to? You remember?
I had to. It was my kid.
Hey, folks, appreciate you listening. Tune in next week, same time. Who knows who'll be in here, but I know Superfan will be here. I'll be here. And the Nazi will be here.
Thank you, Cece. Thank you, Brian. And thank you, Jack. And good night, everybody.
Hey,
love you.
Maybe the Hillbilly will be back next week, too. Jason, get better. I hope you feel better with all your overalls. See you, babe.
You good-looking winch, let me be your friend.